You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
How are you?
Oh, fab. Fab.
Oh, you are?
Yes, because when this time that this airs, I'll be in the California. Yay.
I know, you can't get enough of me.
Almost in your hood by the time this airs. I'm going
hood adjacent, LA. Uh-huh. It's next to Orange County. Yeah.
I'm going to Orange County. I'm going to see Gretchy with the family. So that's going to be fun. We're going to be hanging out.
But not this week. That's not till next week.
Oh, wait. No. Yes. Girl, when this comes out, it's
okay,
the
whatever.
29th.
Anyways. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
it's just we're recording a little early, so you're a little bit early pants.
Yeah. It's just, and she's also coming to California twice.
And I will also be in California actually tomorrow because we are going to the set of Frasier reboot. If you have not checked out the show, it's on Paramount Plus, which is one of our favorite.
It's like channels. The best streaming app.
It is really has gotten
it's really
so
good. Yeah, there are so many good shows on Paramount and it's just easy. It's great.
Dude, okay, so I told Gretchen to watch Traitors. She didn't even tell me that she started. Then she tells me she watched the full second season, which is where I started. I'm mind blown that you watched it.
She's insulted. Like, she thinks like we don't talk enough.
I was like, wait, you didn't even tell me you watched the whole...
Listen, there's lots of things I haven't told you.
Damn season.
Wait until I see your face.
Well, listen, I started watching. Okay, I don't know. That's weird that we both started on the second season. Why would we do that? That's like so bizarre.
Because I knew people that were on the second season. Not like I knew them personally, you know, just like friends in my head. And so I wanted to like see those reality stars. I didn't know anything about the first season. I still don't know anything about who's on the first season.
Let me tell you who's on the first season, which I can't believe you didn't watch. Ryan Lochte.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I wanted to tell you. I was like, holy heck, this is so your jam.
Sweet Ryan. I'll bet he got kicked out. Prediction.
Well, I'm only on the third episode and he's still there. But also Brandy Glanville's on it. That girl, Kate, who was on the second episode too, or the second season is on it. Kate from Below Deck, which by the way, is the first time. So I never watched Below Deck, but everybody says that I look like this chick. Should I be offended or not?
No, she's beautiful.
Oh my God. I do not think I look like her.
Yeah. Well,
do I look like her?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. It just, it's one of those things where I'm like, wow, I get that a little too much for how she looks. I think I look more like Phoebe.
No.
From Friends, no?
No, definitely okay. More like this chick.
Okay, well, you say so.
I say so.
Yeah, so listen. If you haven't watched it, watch that and watch Frasier. We're going to see our BFF talks over there. So she's on the show and dude, it's getting rave reviews, which Frasier.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Anywhoozle,
how are you surviving the summer?
Well, it's been a mild summer over here in the Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not even gotten over 100, like hardly ever. So I'm down with that. And I picked up a new sport, pickleball.
It's not really new.
No, it's not new, but it's new for me because I'm a tennis player. So I was
I can't wait to get my ass out to Texas and whoop your ass.
Yeah, so it's so fun.
Because I have played pickleball like four times.
Well, I played like a couple more times than four, but not many. So we're probably on the same level.
Yeah. Oh, Jeremiah, he has pickleball shoes and everything.
Stop.
Don't fucking tickle his pickle. He'll throw down.
Okay,
that's right.
Him and Sean will probably do really well. Does he have his own paddle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Multiple?
Yeah.
Okay. He's in it to win it.
Yeah, he takes it real serious. Like, too much.
Oh, I got a paddle recently. It was on the clearance rack at Target. It was like,
No.
No,
nobody's trying to have that. We started with those on sale Big Five paddles, and then an upgrade came.
Mm-hmm. I think Sean wants an upgrade.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, speaking of taking things too seriously, my children just wrapped up their last camp.
Mm.
We did a surf camp.
Oh, fun.
And my kids have done a couple of camps, and I have one daughter who really fancies herself camper of the week, no matter what camp she's at.
Ruby.
Right? Yes, of course. So it was like the final day. I mean, she talks about it all week. She's like, oh, I really want that camper of the week.
Yeah.
You know, it was the final day and I'm waiting and they do a little like ceremony. It was like surf camp.
Yes.
And they gave it to another kid.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah. But she was like,
did she take it okay?
I didn't see like any like eye roll or anything, you know, like she took it in stride. And then, yeah. And then we get to the car and she's like, he got swung by a jellyfish.
Oh.
They had to give it to him.
You're like, yeah, he kind of did.
Like, you're kind of like Tab.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She knows what's up.
Yeah, she knows what's up. So now we're just revving up to play with you guys. You're coming out here and then I'm coming out there.
I know.
Then back to school. Over.
And
boom.
Back to school. Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. All right. Well, hopefully everybody else is wrapping up their summer nice and well. My daughter just got out of her damn boot. And so it feels like for her, the start of the summer when it's just winding down. So I feel so bad for her. And she's like, can I go to camp? I'm like, no, girl, we got people coming into town. We're going out of town. No.
Nope. Things to do.
Nope.
People see. Tough life, kid. Okay. You want to hear about some other tough lives?
I do.
Okay, got a crime for you. Today's episode takes place in Green Sea, South Carolina. Green Sea is green, very green, but there's no sea. So it's only about
like, seriously?
Yeah. It's like 30 minutes from Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
Green Sea is a rural area and the population is small, real small, around 100. It neighbors the town of Loras, which has a whopping population of around 2,000. It's part of Horry County, spelled H-O-R-R-Y. So maybe the H is silent, but I don't think it should be. I think Horry has a nice ring to it.
Are we going?
That's how,
are we
that's doing how I'm going
to say it. Case?
No, we're not doing oh my God. Case. Yeah, no. Not that strippers are whores. Okay. Horry County. Johnny and Melba made a life for themselves and their five children in the area. Melba was just 15 years old when she started having babies, and being a young parent is not an easy road. According to the oldest child, Jamie, there were certainly good times and some not so good times. Johnny and Melba had struggles with alcohol, and that meant that Jamie and his sister Connie, who was the next oldest, were left to manage the three younger ones a lot. But it got to the point where it was too much for them, and Jamie actually called CPS on his parents, like CPS, Child Protective Services, mm-hmm. and that resulted in all five siblings being split up in the foster care system.
I mean, it must have been bad.
Yeah, I think it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, on the bright side, it motivated Melba and Johnny to put down the bottle and get it together so they could get their kids back. And after 2 years, they were all reunited. Down the road, Melba and Johnny would eventually split up, but the children all remained close to them and each other. I kind of imagine that when you come out on the other side of those circumstances, like being ripped apart from each other and then brought back, it kind of cements your bond.
Yeah, you know? I can imagine that.
Yeah. There was some newfound stability when they were reunited. Melba found work as a nurse's aide at a rest home, and Johnny worked for a cement company, and that's where he met one, Billy Ray Brown. Johnny's coworker, Billy Ray, was 38 and divorced, and Billy Ray took a liking to Johnny's daughter, 16-year-old Connie. This all went down in 1991. The way it's described is that it wasn't embraced right away, because he's 38. She's 16. Okay. But it wasn't like discouraged right away either. Melba thought Billy was all right. And Johnny just went along with Melba. After all, Melba had gotten started real young herself. And there's an age difference between those two as well.
Eeks.
Yeah. Of course, in this case, Billy Ray was even older than Melba at the time. She's 32 with the 16-year-old daughter. And
yeah.
He's 38. Yeah. So, I mean, that's where it gets a little. Okay. A little cringe. Yeah.
A little?
Well, yeah.
A little, lot.
Listen.
What if that was your daughter?
Oh, no, can do. No. I mean, I don't really trust 38-year-old men, and I'm 46.
Truth, man. Yeah.
Okay.
And after the Wade Wilson case, I don't even trust 25-year-old men. I don't trust anybody.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, this Billy Ray and young Connie are getting to know each other. And after a short while, Melba conceded that her daughter could marry the man as a minor. I mean, what could go wrong? Spoiler, a lot. But at first, things were okay. The Neelys welcomed Billy. He hung out with the brothers and he was a great provider for Connie. Billy's family welcomed Connie as well. She worked at a little bar his family owned. It didn't seem to matter that she was underage because it's just a real small town and that's how they rolled. So for Connie and Billy Ray, it was, as the saying goes, you know, first comes love, then marriage, then of course next, baby carriage.
The baby at 16 or 17.
Or soon after, yeah. Connie welcomed three boys over the next few years. Her and Billy lived on a piece of land that her father, Johnny, also lived on in a mobile home. Johnny and Melba had split by now, and Melba found love just across the state line in Tabor City, which would be in North Carolina, with a man named Jodis Washington, who was a friend of her oldest son's from school.
That seems real convoluted.
Well, there is a little bit of that, okay?
Although she's only like 14 years older than him, right?
Yeah, so it's not that weird. It's very like Demi and Ashton, actually. It's like, it's cool, right? Okay.
I mean, I don't know, but okay.
It doesn't seem like anyone objected to their May-December friend of the child situation. I mean, I'm thinking like they're real open-minded out there in the Carolinas.
I don't know.
I mean, I think, you know, like I'm just saying, the Demi Ashton, Melba and Jodis are both consenting adults. And so that's all good with me. I am just thinking if it happened in my hood, I think, of course, everyone would be nice to the Melba. But when she wasn't there, there would be talk about like, girl, you know how they met?
Yeah.
You know, he went to school with her damn child. Yeah. Yes. That's what how it would go. But it was all cool in the Carolinas. Okay. So in June of 2000, all of the Neely children were grown. The youngest was Renee. She was now 19. According to her, on the afternoon of July 20th, 2000, she was over at her dad Johnny's house along with her brother Andy and her mother Melba, and they were all visiting with Connie and Connie's little boys. Renee said that there was some pretty heavy conversations that took place that day. She said Connie was at her wit's end with Billy Ray because he had been abusing her and the boys. According to a close friend of the family, they knew that Billy Ray had abused Connie. Like, the family was already aware of that. But hearing that he was also violent with the boys put her siblings and her mama over the edge. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all real tight. That same evening, Renee and Melba knocked on the door of Connie's trailer around 10:30 p.m. and Billy Ray came to the door. When he did, of course, his reaction was like, what in hell are y'all doing here?
What are you doing here? Yeah.
Yeah. That's when Jodas, Melba's boyfriend, and Connie's brother Andy started wailing on Billy Ray. Andy used a homemade weapon that he had made out of a big stick, and that is awful, of course. But Jodas brought a knife, and that is real awful, of course, right? Now, there are a couple of different versions of how the events unfolded from there, but the result was that Billy Ray was beaten and fatally stabbed. And since his friend Ronnie McDowell happened to be crashing on the couch for the night and he had tried to intervene when the fight broke out, he was beaten and fatally stabbed as well.
Oh, God. Wrong place, wrong time, man.
Yeah. 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 Wrong place, wrong time.
As much as I hate to say it, when you know somebody's an abuser, it's hard to... I mean, you kind of are like, well, yeah, go beat his ass, right? I mean, I don't condone violence at all, but I can see how, not killing him, but I could see how they could want to scare him. But going to kill him with weapons of such, probably.
I don't think they thought this through. I'm going to say that. Go ahead and say that. Yeah, they did not think that through, or we would not be talking about it, Tab. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, when the fighting and stabbing and everything broke out, Connie had taken the little boys out the back and next door to her dad, Johnny's. She did that when she says she heard the beating start. Johnny didn't have a phone, so he had to go down the street and have someone call 911. Oh. The police arrived on the scene and were met by Connie and Johnny outside. Connie told them two men with masks had come to the door and attacked her husband, and she didn't know what to do, so she just fled. When police went inside, they found the brutal crime scene that had gone from room to room. Like, these men really got into it. They questioned Connie's little boys, and they had things to say like, well, mom said two men came to the house with knives to rob daddy. Well, the police did not like the way they phrased everything mom said, right? Mm-hmm. Sounded to them like maybe the children had a little bit of coaching. And they did not like that. So, of course, they questioned Connie some more. Now, this time, when she told them the story, she said that it was her. She didn't say it was two masked men. She said it was her brother and Andy and his friend that were the perpetrators wearing the masks. So they're like, it's kind of weird. You didn't mention that the first time.
How would you know it was your brother if he was masked?
I mean, I don't know. I guess whatever.
Yeah.
So now they want to find her brother, Andy. They question Johnny as to where his son's whereabouts are. And he explained that Andy is the kind of guy that can't be bogged down by having a permanent address. You know, he's a floater and he could be afloat at a number of spots. That wasn't very helpful.
I mean, Johnny doesn't even have a phone in 2000. So
Listen.
Oh.
No judgment.
I know, but I mean, seriously.
Yeah. So, I mean, how many places can you go, though? I mean, population 100, adjacent town 2000, you know?
There's probably one bar where Connie worked.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So Johnny did give them information regarding the description of the vehicle Andy drove, which was a burgundy Honda Civic with Tennessee tags. And so they put out a bolo for it. Be on the lookout, people. It was located a short time later over at Melba and Jodis's place. When police got there, Melba, Jodis, Andy, and Renee were all there, and the police ended up taking Melba and Andy down to the station for questioning voluntarily. They questioned Renee and Jodis at the house and told them, you know, for your information, Connie says Andy and a friend came over to the place last night and did some homiciding. Guys, okay? They haven't put all the pieces together yet. Mm-hmm. Both Renee and Jodis said to the police at that point, no way, Jose. Connie must be tripping because Andy had been back at the house with them all night long. The officers said, you know, oh, all right. And they left them. Went back to the station and they got to questioning Andy and Mama Melba. At the station is where Melba told officers about the heavy conversation that they had all had with Connie the prior afternoon about Billy Ray being abusive. She elaborated to them that this conversation had led the group to come to a consensus that Billy Ray needed an ass whooping. Melba said she helped Connie get the little boys out of the house and over to Johnny's after she saw her boo, Jodis, slit Billy Ray's throat. And she said when Andy and Jodis were done, her and Renee fled with them in Andy's vehicle. Well, this certainly does not sound like she's making it up, right? I mean, after all, she's incriminating everybody. The thing about it is, it's very different from what Connie had told the police.
Yeah.
Connie didn't say her mama came to the door and she answered it. She said it was two masked men. And then she fled out the back with the little boys. You know, she didn't say anything about having any help doing so. They also have Andy there at the station and they question him and he does not ask for an attorney. And Andy spoke freely and his version of events from the conversation that happened in the afternoon that was the motivation to assault Billy Ray to how they all came and went from the house that night lined up with what Melba had told them as well. So Andy said the plan was never to kill Billy Ray and that when Jodis pulled out the knife, he was not expecting that. They both say Ronnie McDowell was just an unfortunate casualty because he happened to be there and he tried to intervene. So obviously after the interviews with Melba and Andy, they have enough to arrest them. Mm-hmm. You know, they know that Connie has not been truthful and they suspect that she masterminded the plan, but they did not feel they had enough yet to arrest her. So Connie takes her boys and moves in with her brother, Jamie. Now, they also want to arrest Renee and Jodis, so they head back over to the house. And guess what?
What?
They're not there.
Well, I would. If I was Jodis, I wouldn't be there either.
Yeah. They probably saw the writing on the wall, and so they decided to bounce. Renee was located hours later at an associate's residence. When she was brought in, she changed her original story and confessed she had not been home with Andy all night. And she said the plan was all along that Billy was going to get killed that night.
Oh, she did.
Yes. Well, that escalates things.
Yeah, it does. But then I'm like, you know, I could see them going like, we're going to kill him, but not really kill him.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe they really were going to kill him. But then why did they flee and call 911 and all this? Like,
listen, here's the thing. It's one thing to go over there to just beat him up and things got out of hand.
Yeah.
Right. But in the eyes of the law, if they talked about killing him before they went over there, that changes things to premeditation, conspiracy to commit murder and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it wasn't long after Renee was located that Jodis decided to turn himself into the police. Now, Jodis is in a real pickle because he is the one that did all the stabbing, right?
Yeah, he's not even part of the family either.
He's not even part of the family, but there's three of them attesting to it, including his boo Melba, okay? She's turned on him.
Yeah, because he's not blood.
Well, because she's just telling the truth. Melba just, you know, she just cracked right away, okay? Yeah. Jodis invoked his right to remain silent after turning himself in, and he asked for an attorney, which was a real Smart move. Mm-hmm. So Horry County charged both Renee and Jodis. So everyone that was there was charged except Connie. The feeling was that they were all protecting her by way of, you know, resisting, implicating that Connie was part of the plan all along, because after all, they are all family and Connie still has three little boys to raise. Mm-hmm. Well, 18 months passed leading up to the trials, and guess which one decided to sell Connie out to serve their own interest?
I would think it would be Joda, but Jodis? Jodis, but you're probably going to tell me Andy. Melba?
Renee. Sister. Mm. Twisted sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always the girls. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Renee didn't really do anything except go over there that night. She's like, I'm not getting locked up forever for this shit,
marrying this douchebag
going over there at all or knocking on the door, but I mean, she didn't do any of the violence. Yeah.
However, she is also the one that said it was to murder him. Like, she's the one that said it was premeditated. So, was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, she made a plea deal where she agreed now at this point mm-hmm. to testify against everybody. And, you know, I mean, that's where she said that it was Connie all along.
Mm, she really threw her under the bus.
Yeah. Yeah, so she agrees to testify against everyone, and she also took the authorities to where they had ditched the murder weapons. You would think that since Renee was the only one willing to testify against her family members, you know, implicate Connie and locate the murder weapon, that she would have a pretty sweet deal coming her way, wouldn't you? But
did she not?
No, she 30 years.
30? Well, with parole.
Yeah, with parole. Yeah, she was sentenced to 30 years. They were able to find the large stick that Andy had used. Can you believe that? He had carved the words Neely Power into it. You know, because their last name's Neely.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit like, really?
It's weird. Yeah, I agree. When they recovered it, it still had bloodstains on it.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah. They never found the knife. Now, they felt that with Renee's statement, they had enough to charge Connie as well with double homicide. They asked her to turn herself in, and she did. Before Andy's trial, he pled guilty and was sentenced to life. Mm. Without parole, Dad. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's Lifetime Membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Melba was tried and Renee testified against her. And Melba was found guilty and sentenced to 35 years.
Only five more. And she didn't have to testify against her family members.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jodas was tried and Renee testified against him as well. Now, remember, they never found the knife. Mm-hmm. So they don't have the murder weapon, but they have the statements from two witnesses and Renee's testimony. They also had Jodas's fingerprints in Andy's car. But I mean, that is like pretty weak evidence, right? Because he could have ridden in that car previously, whatever. Jodas's attorney argued that he never went to Billy Ray's house that night.
Oh my God.
That they he was home sleeping. He said that these family members are all guilty of conspiracy to set up the non-blood relative to take the fall for stabbing two men to death. Shame on them. Oh. He made a good argument. The argument worked and Jodas was acquitted.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Connie was tried and her attorney argued that Connie would never have allowed this to happen in her home with her little boys present. But the prosecution argued that we don't think you wanted it to happen in your house, Connie. We think plans changed when, you know, Billy put up a real fight and Ronnie McDowell intervened. You know, that's why it went all over the house. They were trying to like lure him outside.
Oh, so not at the house, just at the front door. It's like, it's okay.
Yeah, which kind of makes sense. Yeah. Like if it happened the way, you know, Connie is saying the men came to the door, but the other family members are saying, no, it was actually Melba and Renee that came to the door, which would make sense that they would be able to lure him outside. Mm-hmm. Connie hadn't planned on having it happen inside the house with her little boys.
Let me ask you this, though. Mm-hmm. Why would Connie run to her dad's house and let her dad call 911?
Well, they're saying that, I mean, by the time she got those little boys out of the house and to her dad's, she had her dad call 911 after they'd all driven off in the burgundy Honda Civic. Sadly, there was also, when police were talking to the little boys, they had some blood on them.
Oh, no way.
So they've never said that they witnessed anything.
But they did.
But they possibly did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. So the prosecution also argued that Connie was extra savage because she knew the plan all along and probably knew that Ronnie would be killed too. And she didn't do anything to stop it. You know, all she had to do was be like, bad night, we have a sleepover.
Yeah.
Right? They argued Connie planned the murders because she had an inconvenient husband. Now, Connie was found guilty and sentenced to life without parole. And while I don't agree with that sentence, I do believe she absolutely conspired with the group to commit murder and should serve some time for that. Mm-hmm. But there is something about the way any abuse her and her children suffered is diminished when the story is reported. When police have been interviewed about it, they say things like Connie alleged abuse, but there weren't any police reports. Like, I hate that.
I hate that too, because you're like,
that doesn't mean it didn't happen.
She was abused. Like, also, yeah. She's not going to kill her husband if he, and these family members also are not going to kill him if he didn't hurt their family. Like, there is a reason.
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So, and, you know, friends, everybody's interviewed, right? And yeah. Friends close to them have all stated that Billy drank a lot and their relationship with was very volatile. Like, you know, people have confirmed that there was abuse was happening.
Yeah.
Police also say, well, if the kids had been abused as well, we didn't see any bruises on them that night.
Come on.
Again, that doesn't mean it never happened.
Yeah.
You know, I just think, you know, the motivation was not money. So what was it? Connie must have been convincing enough to her family. And her family must have known the history of abuse for them to have all, you know, gotten so fired up and come up with this debaucherous plan. And I'm not saying that justified the murders by any way, shape, or form. I just think it's in the interest of progressing, like, let's keep it real about what the real motive was and not paint it like Billy was this hardworking, great providing father who had a young wife and that was inconvenienced. I mean, that's literally what they say. She was inconvenienced by your husband.
Heard that, like,
by
when him. You said that, it's like,
and so she and her kin took matters into their own hands. Like, just tell the truth. Billy Ray could have been a man around town that people liked and made an honest living. And he can also be the same man that beat his wife and children. Two things can be true. Well, right?
Unfortunately, that is how it is most of the time.
So Connie has filed multiple appeals. Mm-hmm. The last one for habeas corpus was in 2019. She has been denied. Connie, Renee, and Melba all serve time together at the Leith Correctional Facility.
They're together.
Well, Connie and Melba are still serving their time there. Melba is 65 and her release date is 2035. According to her son, Jamie, she has no ill will against daughter Renee for her testimony, but she is real bent about Jodis getting acquitted while everyone else is locked up.
You're like, dude, I mean, listen, I don't think that he should have got acquitted, but.
Girl, you know what part of that plan should have been? Say nothing. Right to remain silent. Yeah. Right? Okay.
They didn't have their wits about them.
No, they certainly did not. So Renee is not listed as a current inmate in South Carolina. So I think she got paroled. But I was unable to find her on social media, so I don't know what she's up to.
I mean, they don't even have phones, so she's probably doesn't have a Facebook
Johnny,
page.
Johnny, yeah, I don't know. So the Leith Correctional Facility that is home for Connie and Melba is a medium security facility. They have multiple educational programs for inmates. They manufacture prison uniforms there.
Okay.
Lots of sewing machines lined up.
Do they do yoga?
It does not appear to be on the worst prisons to be in list. What I liked mostly when I read about it is that they have a program there where inmates talk to youth about their stories and what led them down the prison path.
Why they shouldn't do it.
Which is so impactful. I hope some prisoners talk to my children. Right? Because, sure. I mean, I got one that could get stabby over not getting camper of the week. You never know.
You know what is interesting? So my kids fought so bad. They were like on the beach fighting. The play turned into fighting, right?
Right.
They're like wrestling around and then one gets mad and then like the other one takes out like a punch, like a fist. And I could just see, I was like on the chair and then I could see some onlookers and their eyes got real wide and I was like, oh no, something's going down that's not playful. And so, you know, they both come up and they're like, well, he did this, blah, blah. I'm like, you guys, you know, violence will put you into prison. Oh, yeah. And my son's like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah. I actually told them a story that both of us know about somebody in high school that had a fight that went to prison for a while. I told him that story because I was like, dude, it is not okay to hit somebody out of anger.
Yeah. I got a little scared straight action going on with my child in the car. I had just my daughter Ruby in the car with me, and we're driving down the street, and we see a kid. I have no idea because I'm just driving past, but looked like a kid, maybe 13, 14, with his bike to the side of the road, like his e-bike, and the police had him over the hood of the car with handcuffs on him.
Oh, no way.
And she was like, what did he do? She's like, his parents are going to be so mad at him. And that's probably true. They probably were just like scaring him or something. But I was like, listen, he might be going to jail. Kids can go to jail. Mm-hmm. You need to know that. Don't mess up. Don't break the law.
Yeah.
She's like, she was like, no way. I'm like,
I think that they don't really think that.
They don't really think that.
Yeah. That's what I told my son. I was like, you don't understand. You can be a child and do something wrong that will put you in jail.
Yeah, there's a whole documentary called Cash for Kids. And I watched it because I was considering like doing a case on it about children that went through the juvenile detention system in, I don't know, some East Coast state like a while ago. And I didn't do it because we don't really talk about kids and it was like so disturbing. But my God, I recommend watching if you have any curiosity about how bad it can be for a child that has to go through.
Oh, the system of juvenile. Yeah.
Terrible. Or, and it was basically this corrupt judge who was, he had a financial interest in this facility. So he was like, a kid would shoplift or something and he would send them to juvie for a year and it would ruin the rest of their life.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, terrible.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think like juvenile hall is where kids should go. Because there is a way to rehabilitate children before they turn
there is into... And I watched another, I can't think of the name, but I watched another documentary about, because I was really interested in it for a while, about some other facility that really actually like helps. It's kind of like a boot camp but not like one of the scary like places.
Yeah, okay. So there's
and
a place
they
in
really help these kids get it together.
There's a place in Hawaii like that I also know somebody that went to that facility because he was just having a really hard time, got into some stuff that shouldn't have been into. And his dad was like, you're going here. Changed his life. Like really just, I think it was a place where they had to work for what they got and put things into a perspective, but in a really humbling and spiritual way where it's like, you're not put on earth to just be a menace to society. Like, we're all here to do better and make things better and make this world better, not like act like debauchery because you think you can. And I always tell my kids too, because they pick on each other. And I'm like, do you really want to be the person in this world to make people feel bad about themselves? Or would you like to be the person in this world that people say, wow, when I'm around that person, I feel better about myself, you know? They don't listen, but
they don't.
If I keep telling them that,
they don't listen. But maybe. I do agree with you. I think it is really important that kids work for things themselves, but are also given a lot of praise when they do so. And I think that's how so many of these kids end up down the wrong road because nobody's praising them for anything, and then they get attention for all the wrong reasons, and they don't know how to decipher it. You know, it's so sad.
It is so sad.
Okay, well, speaking of children, as for Connie's boys.
Yeah, what happened to them?
They ended up being raised by their grandfather. I'm not sure.
Johnny?
If that means Johnny or Billy Ray's father, but according to a friend of the family, the boys are fine young men now.
Well, probably Johnny. I mean, Billy Ray's dad was old.
Well, okay, so Billy Ray, 38. Maybe his dad was 58, 68. 38.
How old were the boys? This had to have been like, he's now in his 40s.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so maybe it was Johnny. I don't know. But remember, Johnny had like, you know, he'd kind of gotten his life together.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It probably was Johnny. But who knows?
It probably was. Andy is 46 now and has been bounced around to multiple prison facilities.
Only 46,
He looks healthy. back in his recent mugshot. It's like so sad, though. It was a real bad decision, Andy.
Really bad decision.
Yeah, that's a prison is going to last a long time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing this case next week on a girl that goes to prison at like 18 for life. And I'm just like, whoa, man, your entire, basically your entire life.
Yeah.
Your entire adult life is in prison. I just can't even imagine.
Yeah, I saw some, it's real crazy in our harbor on 4th of July. And there was a little scuffle, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Some grown ladies kind of got into it. And this woman who was probably in her 60s charged at some other woman.
Stop.
Yeah. And said like, she said something like, I don't care. I think she said she was 63. I will kick your ass. Okay.
Oh, my God.
This all happened in front of my children. Orange County. I did not really appreciate that. But thankfully, my friend who was hanging out with us on the boat managed to get the lady and drag her down before the scuffle continued any further.
Oh,
right.
My gosh.
And the woman was like, I could beat her ass. And my friend was like, girl, I know you could, but you know,
you should not do
what?
That.
I don't know that you could beat everyone's ass in prison. And she was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's a good thing to say.
Yeah. So that just situation was diffused.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, as for Jodas, I want to report that I was able to find his social media profile. Mm-hmm. And he seems to have not taken his freedom for granted. When he is not posting a happy picture tab, he is posting something about thanking Jesus.
Oh, well,
he thanks Jesus a lot.
I would be thanking Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not mad about any of it. You know, he is a productive member of society.
Okay,
and
good.
That is good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Damn, Gina. Okay. Well, thank you for that case this week, Gretchy. It is the last week of July. Can you guys believe it? The summer's going by too fast. If your skin feels anything like what most people's skin feel like in the summer, which is dry and your hair feels brittle and you need some moisturizer, go to 5crimes.com. That is Gretchy and I's line. And we have the best product. I will tell you, the Illuminous Lust is what, if you didn't get tan, that's what you should.
Listen, my face is really tan right now. And it's kind of, if you're watching this on YouTube, it kind of doesn't match my body, which it's because my foundation does not match my skin.
Oh,
but when I don't really wear this much makeup in like real life.
Yeah.
But it's great because I wear those big like lifeguard hats. I like put sunscreen on my face, but you can see I'm very tan. I get tan real quick, but I don't want that kind of tan on my face.
Yeah, suntan because you get wrinkles.
Because it's damaging. Yeah.
Yes.
But this is the cure-all be-all. Also, I cannot wait after this. I wash my face so my face matches my body. I can't wait to use the...
Illegal glow?
No, scrub in the shower.
Oh my God, that's my favorite product of all time.
Because my skin is just like a little dry and peely, and I know that I'm just going to like smooth it all out. It's going to get moisturized and stay that way all day.
Yes. And then
smooth criminal.
Yeah. The smooth criminal is what you put on in the shower. I even put it on my face. It just feels so good. And then after I put the serum everywhere, and it's made with some pineapple extract. So it has like a little bit of a pineapple smell to it. And it really gives you like a little glow. Like you can see, I put it on my face today. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can tell like I have like a little bit of shine, but I put it all over and it really seals in the moisturizer into your skin. So anyways, that's a plug, but seriously, that is a plug worth plugging because you guys, the ones of you that have bought it have given us rave reviews and we appreciate that.
Thanks for that. We love it. Can't get enough. Keep posting.
Yeah. So also if you haven't checked out our Patreon, Gretchen just did a bonus crime of sorts last week, and the week before that we had an interview with an NYPD detective, which was great. So there's a lot of great content on there, hundreds and hundreds of episodes.
He's also on the FBI task force for terrorism. Like he is legit.
He really is legit, and he's out here in Texas right now, and I can't see him. he invited me to the thing, but I just, I'm coming to see you, and I can't get it together. So anyways, but we did get to talk to him, and you guys also can listen or watch on Patreon, or if you watch on, you can watch on Spotify. It's called Housewives of True Crime Bonus on Spotify, patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, or listen on our Clink Clink Club on Apple. And I think that's all for today. So thanks so much for listening. We appreciate all of you. If you haven't given us a review on Apple, it really helps us in our ratings. Please go do so. It only takes a second. I know that's a lot of information, but we do appreciate you all. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.